I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. America's relations with Pakistan seemed to hit rock bottom on May 2nd. That's when U.S. commandos staged a covert raid to kill al-Qaeda chief Osama bin Laden in a town in Pakistan. The raid humiliated the Pakistani military, and Islamabad reduced its cooperation with Washington. Now the White House has confirmed its response to Pakistan's response. The U.S. is suspending about a third of its annual aid to the Pakistani military. That's $800 million. Kathy Gannon is special regional correspondent for Afghanistan and Pakistan for the Associated Press. She's in Islamabad. Kathy, where does this leave the relationship now between Washington and Islamabad?
Well, I mean, I think, as you said at the very beginning, the relationship is very tenuous. It's on a very, very uneasy footing, particularly between the security agencies here in Pakistan and the military and the defense and the U.S. administration. I think it's a very uncertain relationship. I think both sides are trying to figure out how to move forward. I think that Pakistan, as you said, is, since May 2nd raid that resulted in the death of bin Laden, has really angered the Pakistan military. And their reaction has been to send back scores of special forces, U.S. special forces, trainers that were training the Frontier Corps. So I think it is a very difficult time, both in Pakistan and in the United States, in terms of trying to figure out how to put it on perhaps a different footing than it has been in the past, at least from Pakistan's point of view.
Kathy, what's been the reaction from the Pakistani government today to this news?
It's been very muted, because the Pakistanis are quite used to sanctions, and they had, for the entire 1990s, been without U.S. military or humanitarian aid. So they're quite used to sanctions. I think what it has done is it has sort of reaffirmed in most Pakistanis' mind that the U.S. has sort of a heavy-handed approach, they feel, toward Pakistan, and the thought that they can pressure Pakistan into doing something by withholding money, I think, probably has generated a certain sense among Pakistanis and a reaction among Pakistanis that the U.S.'s relationship with Pakistan is transitional.
From the United States, it looks to be a clear choice for Pakistan. You know, do the job the U.S. has asked you and paid you to do, going after and thwarting extremists, or continue to provide secret support for the Taliban. That's your choice. And you won't get the money. Does the Pakistani public see it that way?
Well, no, I don't think so. And I think perhaps it's not quite as black and white as you're putting it. Pakistan has lost 3,000 soldiers fighting in the tribal areas. So it's not that Pakistan is not fighting militants. And it's taken some pretty heavy hits in tribal areas. And so I think that it's not quite right to say that they haven't been fighting extremists. And I think also there is a concern in Pakistan, both among the public and the military, that they are seen by the United States as army for hire. And I think in their minds, they perhaps want to make it clear that they're not an army for hire. And so in that way, I think that's also part of their reaction to the suspension of the $800 million.
So, Kathy, does the suspension of this aid package feed into anti-American sentiment in Pakistan?
Sure. I mean, you know, it will cause people to say, well, see, you know, the U.S. is holding, you know, that carrot and stick again and making demands. And yes, there is an anti-American sentiment, no question, in Pakistan. But it's not like they look at the vast majority of Pakistanis look at foreigners or Americans and think horrible things about them. Their reaction is to what they perceive government policy to be in the U.S. And so I think in terms of this causing any greater anti-Americanism, so I think it just reinforces people's perceptions of how the U.S. treats Pakistan.
Associated Press correspondent Kathy Gannon in Islamabad telling us about America's suspension of $800 million of aid to the Pakistani military.